And I wanted to just start getting into the impassioned data because she actually got treated with nab-paclitaxel and atezolizumab, and you mentioned her 3% level. I'd like you to sort of go through that in terms of what the study looked at. But what actually happened with her when she was treated? What happened to the tumor? What happened to her?
Well, so she started with nab-paclitaxel and atezolizumab per the IMpassion 130 trial. Actually, she started getting it even before the FDA approval of the regimen. So, you know, it was nice because she was able to get atezolizumab based on the strength of the data that had been presented and published. And what she had a follow-up scan after receiving a couple of months of treatment and had a marked reduction in her disease. You know, her lung nodule, which had been 1.3 centimeters, was 4 millimeters. The mediastinal adenopathy had completely resolved. There were a few nodes you could see, but none of them had any standardized uptake value or SUV on the PET CT that she was getting. So then she continued along with her chemotherapy. And then I think one of the questions that came up then was, how long do we continue therapy for? You know, should we at some point drop the nab-paclitaxel and continue atezolizumab alone? We don't really know the answer to that yet. I hope that we do. You know, it's interesting with lung and node disease, some data has suggested that there are more TILs and greater maybe PD-L1 expression in lung and node versus, say, liver, where patients don't do as well. That may also correlate with the poorer outcome in patients who have very high LDH, that, you know, they tend to have a lot of liver disease. So hard to know. She had a follow-up PET CT, again, that showed essentially no residual hypermetabolic foci and just nothing left. So the idea is to maybe give her another couple of cycles and then at some point drop the nab-paclitaxel. She had, after receiving 6 cycles, some peripheral neuropathy and really significant fatigue and was feeling quite depressed about this, you know, that this quality of life was kind of miserable for her. So we talked about a couple of different ways to make it better for her, either giving 2 weeks on, 1 week off versus 3 weeks on, 1 week off, or dropping her dose of nab-paclitaxel. So we actually dropped her dose of nab-paclitaxel to 80 milligrams per meter squared from 100. And she's actually feeling much better and feels like her neuropathy is a little bit better. Again, I think that at some point we're going to have to give her a chemo holiday and continue atezolizumab alone. But because she has a PCR now, you know, having started in the beginning of February of this year, I'm very encouraged by her response and hoping that it will be durable. Interestingly, she's not had any immune toxicity at all.